Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Becky's here, Chris is here, one that doesn't speak here. Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. You're just lucky I'm here today, to be honest.
Why?
What's my hair looking like for you today?
Same old, same old.
A little bit shorter, maybe. A little bit more severe.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Haven't even noticed that I've had a haircut. Rude. If the boot was on the other foot and you'd gone to get your haircut, if we hadn't noticed, you would have been so angry.
Yeah.
Girls are like that.
Yeah.
I went for this haircut earlier and it's a kind of cheap place near my house. Because I think with hair this short, right, why pay like £30, £40 when you can get it done for £8? Looks the same.
You're going to straighten it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't really tell the difference. So I thought I'll go £8. Mm. So I went in there. I've been there before. It's quite busy today. So the normal bloke that I have cutting it was doing someone else's hair. So I thought I'll just sit here and wait for a minute. But he was taking ages on this bloke's hair. So I get beckoned to sit in the chair by the man next to him. And it wasn't until I sit down in the chair, ready for my cut, that this boy comes out from behind a curtain who looked about 17, clearly like work experience or something, with like a really bad haircut himself, like half his head shaved off. Like Cher Lloyd's got now.
Really?
Yeah, shaved her hair off. So.
But the reality is he's probably not going to cut his own hair.
I think it's
okay if you have your hair cut by someone with a bad haircut, as long as you don't have it.
But once you're in the chair, there's no going back. I'm sat in the chair, the towel's been put round me, and then this boy appears.
You can't say no, can you?
Well, no, I can't walk out now. Once you've reached the chair, it's too late.
Well,
you're in for the ride. You can't.
You can.
You cannot.
But you wouldn't.
No, I hate confrontation. Anyway.
Has she done a better job? Like,
so this kid...
More shaven.
This kid uses the clippers. I'm like, whoa, steady there on the clippers. Number four is fine. No shorter, thanks. But before he uses the clippers, I see that he also has, ready to use, an actual cutthroat blade, like, next to him. You know the ones off of those shavers off the old days, you know, when you go barbers and they give you a shave? So he clippers me and then does the rest of my hair with the blade. And I'm like, this is not good. That's the most terrifying haircut of my life.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Breaking news, Chris is in love.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I am. I think I am anyway.
And you've fallen in love with this person based purely on their voice.
I've never seen her. I've only ever heard her. Yeah. Mm.
But what is it about her voice?
I don't know, it's just something about it. It's just she's got that voice. It's that incredible, just like sexy voice.
So you're in love with someone you've never met?
Basically, yeah.
But is it lust? It's sounding like lust to me.
It is a bit, but...
How long have you known her?
Do you know what? I see her... Well, I don't see her. I hear her most days of the week.
Would you speak to her on the phone or what?
No, not on the phone.
Is it someone off the radio?
It's not someone off the radio, no.
But have you never seen them?
Never seen them, no.
I just find that a bit weird. Like, I know with... People have, you know, lust after celebrities, but at least you kind of know what they look like.
Yeah, but I think people must fancy radio stars without knowing what they look like a lot of the time.
I doubt that very much.
Becky, you get loads of fan mail, don't you?
Yeah, and then they text in afterwards going, actually, no, looked you up. Not for me.
No, they don't.
They do. I get quite a few. And then there's quite a few that text in going, Scott, please tell me what Becky... will I be annoyed if I look up Becky because I really like her voice? Don't tell me if she's a minger.
I have seen a couple of those. But I don't reply to them, and I certainly don't say you ming.
If you don't reply to them, that means you're effectively saying that I am a minger.
No!
At least reply ting tong macadang dang lol.
Oh no.
But this is the point, right? Loads of people fancy Becky just because of her voice.
That is true. That is very true.
And it's the same with me with this...
Is it me?
...lady.
Oh no, because you have seen me. That would be weird. We don't do the show behind a curtain with Chris sectioned off. He's like the babe in the booth, but it's black glass. We can see him, but he can't see out.
All right, so there's just something about this girl's voice. It is a girl, right?
It is a girl, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, mate, yeah. Of course.
I love an aggressive hetero.
Shall we find out who it is?
Go on then, yeah.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Remove this item before continuing.
Her?
That's the one.
Oh, I find her really annoying.
I really don't like your new girlfriend. I have to silence her every time I go in. The little button before you start, I'm like, boop.
Mute.
I think she sounds a bit older than me, but I think that's part of the appeal.
Well, yeah, you like Margaret off The Apprentice.
Again?
Please select from popular items or look up item alphabetically.
And even weirder, you've gone and recorded it.
Yes.
She's definitely an older lady.
I don't like it, because when you're at the self-service checkout, there's about five of her going off at the same time. And it's like, this is making my head fizz.
Yeah, but he'll love that.
Quite like it.
Ugh.
She's that perfect mix of both friendly and stern.
Quantity needed.
You can't have much of a conversation with her, though. Do you deliberately mess up your things, like put stuff in the baggage area where you're not meant to and, like...
Yeah, every now and then I just whack another melon in there.
Have you swiped your Nectar card?
That's what she said.
That's not even funny, but it is.
So, like, do you go on imaginary dates with her? Like, just go to that supermarket?
I particularly enjoy going to that supermarket.
Hello, Briss here.
Insert cash or touch pay with card.
I wonder why you were such a long time in there earlier.
Don't say that. It sounds a bit like, you know,
like you're
a bit,
weird.
A bit creepy.
Yeah.
So what do you think she looks like?
Well, this is it. I've got an image in my mind of what I think she looks like.
Mm.
Probably my image is very different to what you two would think she looks like.
I think she's probably late 30s, 40, with kind of brown hair.
I think she's probably quite bubbly.
Well, what I've done is I've gone on the internet and I've managed to do an e-fit.
Hey? Don't they do that for criminals?
Yeah, like criminals.
Can you do these online then?
I found this place online, yeah.
Let's have a look. he's done a picture of this lady on an e-fit thing and he's just put unexpected item in the baggage area underneath.
I think what I see with it is some people will know this is Will's mum from The Inbetweeners. That's
right.
What I'm envisaging with the unexpected item in the baggage lady.
Yeah, she does look a bit like that from your picture.
Hmm.
But I spent hours on this e-fit trying to match it up.
You've done her eyebrows are a bit thin.
The thing is with e-fit, you're always going to look like you're going to appear on Crime Watch.
Yes.
And she does.
Yes, admittedly, she does look a bit criminal.
She could be a known criminal.
Quite hot, though.
Yeah, I can imagine her with a pair of tights on her head, like raiding a bank.
Do you think that's what the baggage lady looks like, though?
I have no idea. I've never thought about it.
What about in your mind? What does she look like, then?
Fatter. Like fatter than that.
Fatter?
Mm.
But
really?
You can tell when people are fat just by their voice.
Do you think?
Yes, definitely. You definitely can. Because there's, there's some rappers that we play, and they're like, sometimes... Can I say that sometimes, with some of the rappers, they're like... And
yeah,
you know they've got
puffy.
Like really fat cheeks.
It is.
And they can't get the words out.
She's right though, isn't she?
No. And sometimes with Sean Kingston, you just know he's been eating too much pizza. Yeah. And it's because the cheek fat is like protruding into their mouths. It happens with me sometimes.
Back in America.
No, it's true. You can sound fatter.
Timberland sounds fat, doesn't he?
Maybe I can float the boat.
I'm making loads of powder in my big car.
I was struggling just to get you in the caravan.
She doesn't sound like that.
Right. Let's listen here again.
Item cancelled.
No, she doesn't sound big.
I don't think
but
she
you
sounds...
need to beware. Fit on the phone, add 3 stone.
Insert cash or touch pay with card.
Fit on the machine. She's a...
Bean.
She's thin as a bean.
Have you swiped your Nectar card?
Yes, I have. Thanks for darling.
I don't think she's fat. I think she's curved. I think she's got curves like Will's mum.
Please wait for assistance.
Oh, that's my least favourite thing that she says.
So I think this e-fit thing's quite a good idea because I think loads of people who haven't seen Becky could in theory do an e-fit.
Yes.
Send it in and I'll be interested to see what they think she looks like.
Yeah, that's quite good actually because a lot of people won't have seen Becky.
Exactly.
Or you.
Or me, yeah, true.
Well, why don't we put the link on our Facebook now?
Yeah.
And people can have a go, maybe, and send them back in?
Yeah, it's so easy to use, to be fair.
Right. So, just do an e-fit of either what you think Chris or Becky look like. I'd be really interested to see this. This is a really good idea. If you just search Scott Mills, I should be the first one that comes up, darling, on Facebook. So, where are you going to go with this, Chris? Like, with the self-service lady, you're going to try and track her down or what?
Well, it's a weird one because I don't know her name. I don't know what she looks like. So it's very difficult to find on Facebook, for example.
She must get recognised. Like, as soon as she opens her mouth in the street, in shops, people will be like, oh, you're the lady of the self-service.
Insert cash or touch pay with card.
It's quite a recognisable voice.
Do you reckon she ever goes into the supermarket to hear herself and just has a little chat with herself on the machine?
I would. Would you not? If you were the voice of the self-service checkouts, I'd go in there all the time. That's me.
You must be the voice of something random.
I used to go into Homebase just to hear myself sometimes.
I got offered... Do you remember when I got offered the voice of the Premier in Lifts?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Never took them up on that. My boyfriend's gutted.
Why wouldn't you?
I just didn't get round to it, but I thought that would have been brilliant.
I would have loved that. Going up. Going down. Becky, do it. Show them what they're missing out on.
Go on, Becky, get involved.
Do it. Just say going down.
Going down.
More feeling, please. It's a lift.
Going down.
Yeah, they're missing out there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love the idea of you and the self-service checkout lady, Chris.
Yeah?
Think about it. You're there waiting for her to come round.
Are you going on a date with her now?
I'm gonna imagine the scene now.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to think about it, because it'll be him there getting ready, musking up. Oh,
I can't believe you
stand it when you do this.
I can't believe you mentioned that on air.
Right, at the end of every show, Chris and Scott, well, Chris will go, we'll finish the show, and it'll be like, oh, brilliant, that was good, hopefully. And Chris will go, right there, musk up, Mills. And it's like, out of his bag comes this, like, I don't know, cheapo aftershave.
Hang on.
And Scott's like, yeah, oh, I need to musk up too, going out tonight. And I'm like, oh.
Got it here.
It's gross. Yeah,
little blue bottle.
Yeah. Musk up.
Musk up.
Musk up.
Oh, it's just things. Yeah, but at least you do it with aftershave. He does it with, like, actual deodorant.
Like Chris is like, Chris is more.
He has a full-on squaddy wash at the back.
Anyway, you've musked up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Hello?
And she's gone again.
Ask her to come in.
Come in, come in. What was that?
Door.
What, do I carry on?
Your parents need to grease that door.
All right. So, hi.
Insert cash or touch pay with card.
Oh, she wants the money up front.
Right. That kind of date, is it?
Offer her some wine.
Would you like a glass of wine?
Quantity needed.
Have as many as you like.
Yes.
Going to put on some nice music for her?
What are we thinking, Marvin Gaye or N-dubs?
I think you're more N-dubs. Oh, this is good.
Mm.
Yeah, this is perfect for a date.
Fingers crossed your parents don't walk in. I haven't done any you living with your parents style jokes for ages. I love it. God, I think Dougsy's hiding around under the kitchen table waiting to...
Very good. Very good.
Carry on chatting her up.
Okay, where she's in.
Sorry?
Please select from popular items or look up item alphabetically.
What would you like?
Hang on. Well, let's get to it. Kissing, please.
Type the item's description.
You typing how to kiss?
She told me to. Do what she wants.
Quantity needed.
Are you typing it in?
I'm just typing it, yeah.
How many do you want?
11, he typed.
I think this causes some more wine.
Yeah, more wine. Right, give us some more, quick.
Am I the only one feeling weird?
Have you swiped your Nectar card?
Oh, she's had a few too many now.
Is she all right?
Have you swiped your Nectar card?
Not yet.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Right, can we leave it there, please? Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts.
Okay, let's do this.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. Innuendo bingo. The duel.
All right, so it's Tuesday, which means it's Innuendo bingo time. Let us know where you are playing this, and let us know how wet you got afterwards. Oh, many, many waters today.
Well, Chris said he gets through it, so...
Okay. So we're going for big gulps today, people. Big gulps of water, okay? That's what I need. And our listeners have been sending in loads of suggestions for the bingo again, which is my favourite. Thank you very much for doing that. How are you feeling, Chris? Are you off out after this tonight?
Yeah, let's try to be polite about this one.
Sorry?
Let's try to be polite about this one.
Polite?
Know? Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want to get soaked.
Where are you going after?
Just to the pub.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You really should stop booking in social events for Tuesday nights.
Yeah, just go home on Tuesday, yeah?
Okay.
All right. So, can we have some water, please, in your mouths?
Sit more opposite me, Chris.
Yeah, get closer, please.
I want to look in your eyes.
Closer. Ugh. Thank you. Okay.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes, not around the eyes.
This one was spotted by Michael Coker from Bicester. Ready? Stop it! Oh, Chris, he's gone already.
It is so cold. Does right. that not hurt your teeth?
Is that why?
Oh, my word.
Oh. Have you got sensitive teeth? Okay, here we go. Got the water?
Mm-hmm.
In your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm.
Stop trying to tickle him. Let's just play it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Richard Madeley. Sorry, that was my fault. I started it. Sorry. Right, Chris. Nothing's ever happened yet.
Oh.
Okay, Chris has got a face full there. Let's go for it. Here's Richard Madeley.
Morning from Graham Orme. He says hi to the world from his very special fishing hole. Ah, paradise is a man's fishing hole. If you know me.
Chris?
If you know me.
There we are. That is Richard Madeley there. Just a little, you know, a little warm-up.
Paradise is a man's fishing hole. If you know me.
That's Richard off Radio 2. Okay. So, Chris went there. Becky managed to keep the water in.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, next one. Got Peter Alice here off of the Gulf, which is spotted by Andy off of County Fermanagh, and also Rob in Accrington. Now, we ready for this? Got water?
Mm-hmm.
Becky looks like she's going to blow.
Mm.
Oh, no! That went on Chris's head.
This is a bad day.
Oh, man.
Sorry, he just looked at me.
Oh, okay. More water, please.
Oh, no.
God, he's shivering. It's obviously very cold water. All right, really?
Mm-hmm.
Peter Alice, off of the Gulf.
Go on, my son. Get it out there.
That can't be real.
It is. More water, please. We haven't even got to it yet.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Got it? Got the water? Okay.
Go on, my son. Get it out there. That's more like it. Oh, yeah. Ooh, what a hula.
Oh, this is the worst.
Think about it.
My mind's telling me no.
Go on, my son. Get it out there.
But my body.
That's more like it.
My body's telling me yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Ooh, what a hula.
I don't want to hurt.
That's the most wrong thing I've ever played.
I don't even know what he's saying.
That's awful. Apparently, one of the golfers was having a stretch.
Oh, using the stretching stick.
That's why Peter was speaking like that.
Go on, my son. Get it out there.
Okay, more water, please. Chris has lost it. Okay, more water, please. And this is from our show yesterday, talking about Becky's new pet. Ready? Oh, that was projectile. That wasn't fair. Poor Chris is really... Really, really wet
Chris
today.
Hasn't heard about my new pet.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, more water. Oh, Chris, you're so wet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. What's going on tonight? Like, if you've got pet duties now, are you going to stay out of me? You've got to go home to Roger the Fish. You've got to go home to Roger the Fish. Here we are. Have you not heard that one, Chris?
I miss that.
Okay. Next one, you are so wet.
When's this going to end?
All right, more water, please.
Mm-hmm.
This one's spotted by Steve in Dublin and also Paddy in Bristol. and it's off of Dinner Date on ITV1 on Sunday. Ready? Mm-hmm. With the water?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Veronica was looking forward to tasting Duncan's nuts. Here they come.
Chris is fine. Absolutely fine there. Okay. You still got the water there, Chris?
Mm.
That was good. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Well kept. This is from John Patton from Rugeley. This is from 10 Mile Menu on ITV. And it's John Burton Race talking about chicken. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
This is a small hen crab.
Right.
And hen meat is normally not as good as cock meat.
Chris, how are you feeling right now? Don't, please speak.
This is the worst one. Yet.
Honestly, this is like, in terms of like how soaked you are, that was definitely the worst one. And that was it. Let me know how you did at home on Innuendo Bingo. That was a good one. I enjoyed that very much. Chris, you need to bring a change of clothes in, mate, or something. Oh my word.
Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.